Have you ever heard of an economist named Arthur Laffer? Back in the 1970s, he created a story about the effect of income tax rates on high-income people. Because the rates were allegedly too high, incentives had been damaged, and the wealthy were refraining from saving and investing. This caused the economy to grow slower. Laffer convinced Congressman Jack Kemp that permanent dramatic income tax cuts would create such a big improvement in incentives that the resulting increase in economic activity would raise the tax base so much that even with lower rates, revenues would actually rise. The rest is history. First, capital gains taxes were cut in 1978. Then, in 1981, Ronald Reagan convinced Congress to pass 3 years of tax cuts. This month, in the New York Times, Laffer and three other like-minded economists asserted that the Reagan tax cuts ushered in a decade of prosperity. They urged Trump to work with Congress to do something similar: cut the corporate tax rate from 35% to 15%, permit businesses to deduct the full cost of every investment rather than spreading out the deduction over a few years, and a few other steps that they claim would reduce the burden of taxation and regulation on American business, thereby creating jobs. As a sop to ordinary folks, they recommended an infrastructure program. But the fine print shows that to be, in fact, an effort to privatize our roads and subsidize more drilling for fossil fuels. We have seen this before. I spent the decades of the 80s and 90s teaching and writing about Reaganomics, and I can tell you that the assertion by these four economists is nonsense. Yes, Reagan's tax cuts helped end a deep recession in 1983, and there was a long period of economic growth from that year till 1990. But in fact, that was slower growth in productivity and higher unemployment than in previous years, including the bad old days of the Jimmy Carter administration. More significant, there was slow growth in the median income of year-round full-time male workers. What the writers do not state is that despite a tax increase in 1993, an increase that right-wing economists claimed would destroy the economy, the years from 1992 to 2000 saw the incomes of year-round full-time male workers increase at a faster rate than during the Reagan years. Unemployment was much lower as well. What these economists also do not tell us is that when Bush II signed Reagan-style tax cuts in 2001 and 2003, the incomes of year-round full-time male workers stagnated, never regaining the level they had reached in 2000. The most significant thing that happened as a result of what I've called the Reagan Revolution was the beginning of the massive increase in inequality that raised the percentage of total income received by the top 1% from below 10% in 1977 to over 20% before the financial meltdown of 2008, and it's now back above 20% again. Nothing in the proposal by the four economists will do anything to reverse the trend in increased inequality. The only reasonable assertion in the argument is the statement that tax changes do not have to be revenue neutral, but should in fact increase the federal budget deficit. Tax cutters like these folks continue to insist, against all evidence, that the right kind of tax cuts will pay for themselves, but that deficits that result from increased spending are always unacceptable. In fact, increasing the deficit by spending on infrastructure, research, investment in humans, you know, nutrition, education, healthcare, will pay for itself in future economic growth. These are much better reasons to run deficits rather than cutting taxes for billionaires. The proposals by these four economists and President Trump are based on bad theory backed by bad history. They need to be refuted and vigorously opposed.